Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Scott Hennon today.
Well, if you ask.
We're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and the team. They've been canceled, you know that. Although I do got to give a shout out. I did see a bunch of his stuff at Menards. Not a big fan of Menards because of the whole mask thing when they were going through it, but that's one that didn't cancel him. So, a good upper Midwest company there. So, MyPillow, by the way, if the and all you need to know when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That's your gateway to the deals. S-C-O-T-T. That's your promo code. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Radio right on the front. Radio Listener Specials. And you're pretty much between 30 and 70% off of that promo code.
Kevin, today, because MLK today, we're going to say that's the gateway to the promised land.
Gateway
I have
to the
seen
promised
the promised land.
And
I have seen the glory of the low. Oh, we got some good stuff for you today, folks.
So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. From slippers to pillows to sheets to mattress toppers to pet pillows, all of it, a great deal with promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com.
There, you can even spell it out, SCOTT. Thank you very much for that. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, it is MLK Day. We got a lot of great stuff in store for you today. Coming up at 9:30, I want to invite you to stick around because this is called, at least here on the eastern part of the state in Minnesota, it's called AM 1100, The Flag. Typically, we've got Jim, the flagpole guy, on. Many of you know him. We all love and cherish and relish our flag. Well, tomorrow, we're asking for your prayers tonight and tomorrow because the plaintiff for a court that's actually going to be heard in front of the Supreme Court tomorrow morning in regards to a person wanted to fly the Christian flag over the city of Boston, right? Think about this for a moment. Where the Boston Tea Party was, you had Paul Revere, you've got Christians there because they wanted to get away from the tyranny of England. And so this gentleman says, hey, look, these are our roots of the city. We just simply want to fly the Christian flag over the city because this is a public flagpole. And they were flying the LGBT pole. They were flying other nations' flags there. But they wouldn't allow the Christian flag.
Who's they? Where's the flag?
The city of Boston.
Oh, so in a city property deal?
The city of Boston, exactly. Oh. They said, oh, what about this old separation of church and state? And this gentleman, who also runs a camp constitution, says, excuse me. Can you show me in the Constitution where it talks about the separation of church and state? Because it doesn't. It doesn't. That's an old kind of wise tale from Thomas Jefferson back in the day when he wrote a letter to, I don't remember who it was, but it's an old wise tale. So anyways, that's going to be a fascinating, fascinating story. And I want to start here today, and this is for Todd, the radio god, for Kevin, and everybody out there listening. Here's a very important question as you think about America today versus when you and I were growing up. Because you and I, obviously, we grew up and we were told, hey, discrimination, bad. Segregation, bad. Anytime you're going to discriminate, segregate, that is a bad thing. Think about this for a moment. For many of you, if you wanted to marry somebody of a different race, that was illegal. That was illegal in the United States of America to marry. I can't even fathom that as it comes out of my mouth. It's like, what? That's just, and that wasn't even that long ago. That was like in the 50s, right? So we've been told it's bad to discriminate, bad to segregate. And yet I want to ask you today, how is segregation, discrimination being perpetuated? And here's the thing. Speaking about the Supreme Court, they may have added fuel to the fire last week in regards to discrimination. Because you and I have talked about it here on the show before. In fact, Kevin, I'll ask you. Where do you see discrimination in our country today?
I don't see any of it. No one that I know of any friends
of mine. You said Mike Lindell. I see.
I'm saying. Okay.
It's not about color anymore. I'm talking about it. It's about thought.
Yeah.
Discrimination. It's about thought.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Think about this.
I immediately go to people of color or whatever, you know, segregation you talked about. I truly don't believe that that's happening anywhere. Tell me one and this is directly quoting a very successful friend of mine who's like a brother from another mother, who's a retired Phoenix marketing executive, black man, one of my best friends. So tell me one thing in this country right now, 2022, that my son can't do that your son can do. That what doors are closed to my son that aren't closed to yours with him being white and my son being black. And I think for a second he goes, there are none. You know, there aren't any. There. If you want it, go get it. You can get it.
But, and you bring up a great point, and I agree with you. What I'm asking us to think about right now, and how often have you heard Joe Biden? And this is what I've been talking about on my show in the afternoon, is you've got to watch how these people, they lay the Easter eggs, I would call it. They lay the breadcrumbs, right? Joe Biden has gone out and consistently perpetuated, the biggest terror threat in the nation today is white supremacy. What is he doing? Right? He's building that idea.
The narrative.
The narrative, right? The other thing, September 9th, and this is where my blood started to boil, folks. I watched the President of the United States, which is an office that I respect and honor, get up to a microphone, who you and I have been told is supposed to unite us, and say, yeah, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I 100% understand why you're fed up with these 80 million rubes that won't take the shot. I get it. It was the most disturbing speech I've ever heard. And what I set up here a moment ago is that when you think about what the Supreme Court did last week in regards to saying, hey, if you're a healthcare worker, you have to get this shot, are they laying the breadcrumbs, because we've already seen it in North Dakota, for medical discrimination? We had the chief health officer of North Dakota talk about, yeah, I'm actually your proponent. He didn't say these words, right? But if you watch his testimony during the special session, he essentially said, yeah, I'm for discrimination against on vaccination. I'm rhyming today. That's a good sign.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm for discrimination against unvaccination. So I bring all this up in the context because I want to play a couple of Martin Luther King quotes for you today from back in the day. And so, so one, this is my favorite.
Are you going to rhyme the whole show or?
Let's hope so. On the show all day long, go.
Laughter school rock here.
Can you beatbox, Kevin? Can you give me some beatbox, my friend?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now you're just pandering on MLK
Day. I
had
a dream. But I do want to play something. This is my favorite MLK quote. I'm going to play this for you. If you've got one, you can always, you know, email into the show, studio@flagfamily.com. And when we come back, I also want to play a piece I found last night. And I said in my show last week, I said, I was talking about the fact that the Supreme Court decisions last week were like, okay, these are kind of good, right? At least it shows we're not totally China.
Right, exactly.
We're not totally Russia. But then think about what's going on for these people from January 6th. Are we China and Russia? And I'm going to explain when we come back with the MLK quote there. But first, this is my favorite MLK quote. Kevin, Todd, the radio god, will get yours when we come back. And I've got some others that have been people to share with me as well. But this one, I just love it.
Just as I have a dream that my poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Woo, boy. Think about that.
That's who we are.
No, we're not anymore. See,
No, we are.
Let me share my thoughts on this, okay? I have a dream that my four children will be judged on the content of their character, not the color of the skin. I sum that phrase up in one word. The word for me, which I don't think we're there anymore, and this is my point, the word for me that sums up that whole statement, meritocracy. There was a time in this nation where I really felt like, hey, you went out, you worked hard, you did your thing, there was a meritocracy in our nation. Today, I don't know if that still holds true. Do you?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
When you say, you're using almost leftist or left side, talking about saying all of America and the American people. Well, when I'd say that, I want to know what the majority are doing. The majority of Americans are getting up every day and we're content of character people. We listened to Martin Luther King Jr. when he said that. We all grew up on that. And if you're 40 or younger, we all lived that. And that, or 40 or older, we all lived it. We all know it. That's in our DNA. Content of character, not color of skin, is in our DNA. It's not for some that are younger that have, for some reason, have been told that they're suppressed. They're oppressed. They're not, they don't have the same opportunities. But the truth is, for anybody in this country, it's all there for you. You just got to go get it. As Martin Luther King talked about as well, with content of character, drive of, you know, your ambition, be ambitious, be, you know, all of the things that he taught us. We listened and we learned.
I love that. And I think from a color of skin perspective, totally agree with you. Like, you talk to younger generations, I don't even think, I don't see skin color.
They could care less.
Yeah. And like, people always like, I always say, hey, look, I'm colorblind. People are like, what? I'm like, no, really. I, as long as you're good to me and I'm good to you, we're good. My concern, though, about the meritocracy is if you look at younger people today, 53% of young people think socialism is better than capitalism.
The work ethic.
That freaks me out.
Yeah, you're spot on.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to play another clip I found from MLK that I think if you lay his conversation over what's going on right now with January 6th and Joe Biden talking about white supremacy, you're going to be like, wow, history just repeats itself. That and more coming up right after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's a kick it in the past Monday bumper song right there, I'll tell you. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, I'm telling you, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, fantastic. Fantastic specials. I mean, every day, homemade, from scratch. The best French dip maybe I've ever had was, believe it or not, at the Valley City PetroServe on the way to Sturgis a couple of years ago. Wait a minute, you're making... Yeah, I'll have one of those. But keep in mind, too, the really great deal that's always on special is the 4 for $4. You get a personal pan pizza, a couple of those fantastic cookies, and a 20-ounce pop for $4 every day, all day at PetroServe. And keep in mind, Monday, any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents today. And there's all kinds of specials for going on for January, including the any size fountain pop coffee or cappuccino for 49 cents. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find out more at PetroServeUSA.com. And, boy, are they hiring.
Yes.
A great place to work, too.
They need people. Let me hear you do your PetroServe USA live read in your best Eddie Van Halen voice.
Eddie Van Halen, I wouldn't know. Sammy Hagar,
you probably do. Oh, okay, whatever. Eddie, Sammy Hagar, I don't know these people. Let's hear your best
Sammy. PetroServe USA!
Making you in America, you better.
My pants are way too tight! Oh, yeah, you're bringing back memories. I had a lot more hair when I sang.
Oh,
like that.
Man, you know what I say to that? Come on, man.
Yeah, right?
I remember you. Okay, let's get back to what's going on. First, before I get to this MLK quote in regards to January 6th and what's going on right now in our nation where we are locking people up indefinitely, which I thought was against the Constitution. Real quickly, I want to share with you, if you're just joining the show, welcome. This is Chris Bergstein, and for the one and only Scott Henin from What's On Your Mind Radio. And in the first part of the show, the local part, I talked about there's an issue right now going on with the Fargo Police Department. And we got a text in, Kevin, where a person said, hey, take it from a 30-year Fargo cop who has many friends on the Fargo PD. Ready for this, my friend? The morale problem is real, and the person responsible is Chief Cebulski. So, again, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. at the Fargo City Hall, there'll be a conversation, communication, meeting in regards to city leaders and the Fargo PD. All right, so when you think about what's going on January 6th, and I've talked about this many times before, if you are going to get rid of the truth, stop the truth, what would you do? If you were gonna say, look, you know what? I no longer want the truth to be prominent, because we here at the Flag, AM 1100, the Flag, KFYR, all across the state of North Dakota, Minnesota, you and I know, because you listen to the show, we are freedom fighters and truth lovers. That is just who we are. So before I get to this clip from MLK in regards to, if you just lay this on top of January 6th, the callers create this show. It's always about you, the callers. If you want to get the phone calls first, if you want to call in and share your point of view on anything, very easy to do. Just pick up your phone. You dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Right now we've got Fred on the line. Fred, what's on your mind?
Chris, can you hear me?
Sir. Yes, sir.
With Martin Luther King Day, discrimination, I think the governor of Georgia went a long ways to stop some of that this morning. That's a good story. But right here in North Dakota, we are being discriminated against on Martin Luther King Day in a very bad way. The first way that we're being discriminated against is the people who got their medical treatment taken away from them in the form of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for all that time, and a lot of them died. And there are a lot of them are being discriminated against by the doctors. They won't bring them into early treatment. They ask for it. They won't give it to them. They're being discriminated against. Because why? Because some healthcare leader like Fauci says that it's not a good thing. My wife is being discriminated against because of what Biden said, that they're going to take away the money from healthcare agencies if you don't vaccinate everybody. So now she lost her job. They fired her. And now the Supreme Court is discriminating against us today, because the Supreme Court still says it's okay for Joe Biden to say he's going to take the money away from healthcare industry, and she lost her job. And now when she goes into and talks to the legislature and says, I would like to have some unemployment insurance, the unemployment insurance people are saying, I'm sorry, but you can't have that. And especially after what happened on Friday, where they said that it's okay for Joe Biden to take away all the money from Medicare because you are discriminated against. We're being discriminated against on every aspect of this. But the
Fred.
Worst part of discrimination is discrimination that comes from people who don't like me anymore because I won't take the vaccine. That's person-to-person discrimination.
Fred, great phone call. And one of the things I want to invite people to do is that if you've ever, and again, I don't want to create this analogy because whenever you go down this path, people start to rightfully get a little touchy. So I want to couch this in a respectful way. And I would invite you to do some homework on how the Jewish ghettos were created in Germany. Do some research on what created the Jewish ghettos in Germany, and I'm going to give you a quick synopsis here. What happened was is you had fake news. Sound familiar?
Just said to
you
your
are
opinion.
Fake news.
Yep.
You had fake news stories that people put out suggesting that Jewish people were the cause of some of the health issues that were going on across Germany. Sound familiar? Because how many times have you and I heard, and boy, you're getting my blood boiling now, Fred, how many times have you and I heard this is a pandemic of who?
The unvaccinated.
Yeah. It reminds me of the book of Matthew when they say, unclean, unclean about the lepers, right? They are trying to brand you because you want to have health freedom, personal choice around your health freedom. They're trying to brand you as unclean as a leper. And look at how they've created the Jewish ghettos. If you have not heard about the FEMA camps that are being created, and again, I have not 1,000% confirmed the story, but there was a meeting in Washington about it recently, the state of Washington, where they were going to talk about, hey, if you're not vaccinated, and again, look what they're doing in China. Look what they're doing in Australia.
Australia.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Look what they did to Djokovic or whatever the tennis guy
Djokovic
is, right?
Gone.
Thank you.
Yep. No, you can't be here.
So Fred is bringing us up an amazing point, and I don't know if you saw the story, Kevin, but I will invite people to check this out as well. There was a story in Minnesota where the doctors essentially just let a man die. My point is that, folks, if they're going to allow and force healthcare workers to say you've got to take this jab or we're going to pull the money. Remember Obamacare, right? That was a push for social medicine. When does the time come? And this is why it's so important that we are ahead of the curve on this show. We will tell you where the puck is going, not where it's at. When does the time come when they start to say to you, because there's so much federal money involved in medicine, hey, you ain't get the facts, you ain't get no health care.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom's already doing it in California.
It's already happening in Colorado
proposing,
as well.
Yep.
They have made it legal that if you have not been vaccinated, they've made it legal now that if they want to discriminate, segregate against you and not offer you health care, that people that have taken the shot actually preside over people that have not.
Can't make it up.
It is so, Fred, great phone call. Let's get another phone call before we go to break. Are you serious? Joe, I'm sorry. Joe, stay.
Fred calls from Wing. I'm going to start calling that we got some Wing wisdom coming in from Fred. Some wisdom from Wing, Fred. Love you, brother.
All Fred, right, you're breaking it down.
John and Minot will get you up next. The number to call, 800-228-0550. And, of course, studio at flagfamily.com or 701-237-1590 to text us. Pick one and get the thoughts in here. We'll be right back.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by our friend Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You want to talk about some wellness? I did a lot of therapy, a lot of hot spring spa therapy over the weekend, and I'm telling you, I'm much better for it. I don't know how, but I can just tell. Because I spent a little time heating up that internal body temperature, that core temp, elevate that a bit, induce that little bit of a fever. Kill them bugs, sweat them toxins, you're golden.
I didn't want to say anything, Kevin, but your skin is kind of glowing today.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, 2.com. And, of course, we can talk saunas. We talk wellness. You're better below the water. You're better above the water. You're mentally better outside the water after all of it. And, of course, Finley Osaunas, they have a sauna. Of course, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck locations. They can bring set up in your garage from Finleo, plug it into the wall, a conventional sauna, and you're good to go. 2 to 3 person sauna, plugged right into the wall. Or if there's bigger ones as well, check them out online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. That's the number 2.com. And get more information or stop in Grand Forks, Bismarck, or Fargo on 13th Avenue.
All I can say is if you want your skin to glow like Kevin's, you got to get a Hot Spring Spa. I think that pretty much sums it up right there.
Well, I'm just saying, for me, it's a deal breaker for winter. That's what I told my wife. We don't have the hot spring spa. Here I come, Florida.
We must need a closer shot here on our camera shot, because I can't tell, and maybe it's my monitor, I can't tell whether he's glowing or not.
It must be the camera, man. It must be the camera, yeah.
I guess he is glowing, okay.
His skin glows, but do you see the halo over my head, Todd the Radio Guy?
Yes.
Do you see that thing? Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we got a very special guest coming up here in just a moment. But as always, we want to defer to our phone callers because you are the people that co-create this show together. We want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with what's on your mind. So let's get to John in Minot. John, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I thought they were going to start saying that people died because of COVID, not died with COVID.
Say that one more time, John.
Well, they're saying how many people died with COVID. But why don't they say something about how they died because of COVID?
With and from are the two words you're looking at.
And another question is, how many of these people going to the hospital with this Chinese disease are actually illegal immigrants that Biden drew that in? And another thing, the citizen is getting blamed for not getting a shot. And when Obama let all those citizens in, when they brought the measles in, the citizen is getting blamed for it then, too, for not getting the shot. Why aren't these illegal immigrants getting blamed for anything?
Boy, I love John, because you could just go on. And one other thing, and what are we going to do with education? And what are, I mean, you could go on and on. So, John, thank you very much. One thing I do want to hit on with John real quick is the fact that, I don't know if you saw recently, but Michelle Walensky, the CDC director, said, hey, and she just dropped this, and then she got just beat up by the left-wing media when she said, 75% of the people that have died with and or of COVID have had comorbidities, four or more comorbidities. So John brings up a phenomenal point that there's a lot more going on with the people that are dying from COVID. I'm not dismissing COVID. I'm not saying it's not an impact. I'm not saying that it's not impacting a lot of people. We just have to have the full context in the actual data, which is, again, I will remind you, when we had Dr. Peter McCullough on, one thing you got to ask yourself, this is really about health and not about money, but it's really about health. And the best form of immunity is natural immunity. Why is the CDC not measuring natural immunity in Americans?
That's question 271 on my list of questions, Chris, right here.
I mean, if you get number one, what are you talking about?
There's many before it that came up before.
If you get run over by your steamroller, but you have COVID, then how did you die?
Well, that's what Dr. Scott Jensen brought up, who's running for governor in the state of Minnesota, when they wanted him to doctor death certificates, the Department of Health of Minnesota.
Yes.
And he said, this is a sacred document, people. I'm not just going to put COVID. So it's whether you die from COVID or as a result of with that. Did that exacerbate your condition, your diabetes, your heart, whatever, your lung condition, your asthma, your COPD, your old age, whatever COVID added to it, or did COVID kill you?
Exactly.
No, they want everything. COVID killed everybody.
Sorry, I want to bring in our special guest. Kevin, can you check? We've got also a person on the line. It says Dick Cheney, which I doubt it's the real Dick Cheney, but if it is, then...
It could be a guy named Dick Cheney.
There could be one more in the world.
But I want to get to this interview because it's just a really, really powerful story, especially in the context of the fact that our radio station, our family here, at least out in the eastern part of North Dakota, western Minnesota, is called Flag Family Media, AM 1100 The Flag. And so joining us today, he's the director and co-founder of Camp Constitution out of New Hampshire. Hal Shurtleff has got a fascinating story because tomorrow he's actually going to bring a case in front of the Supreme Court for an oral argument. So he's asking for us to be praying for him and to make sure that religious liberty, freedom of speech is alive and well in America. We're still the United States of America, not the United Socialist States of America. So let's keep that to be true. Hal, welcome to What's on Your Mind Radio. We appreciate it. God bless you for taking a stand here and bringing this to the Supreme Court. Okay, sounds like maybe we lost him for a moment. So, if that's the case, I know he's driving. They're actually heading down to D.C. today.
That's right. Dick Cheney in Arizona.
Yeah. Richard Cheney, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I truly am. I've been Dick Cheney for 80 years.
Beautiful. Love it.
Then, all right, man. Let's get right at it. Let's talk about, you want to talk about the Iraq War? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about these shops. I remember when I was just a boy. Back growing up in the old slums of St. Louis, we had to go every year and get what they would call our booster shots. When I went to school in a parochial school, the St. Louis Health Department would come in and give us our annual shots, whatever they were for. I took the polio shot before it ever was an oral thing out of a plastic cup. Then later on, they came out with a pink liquid that you took that and you swallowed that. None of that ever seemed to hurt me. But why are we? And I'm not against. I love Trump. I loved him, and that broke my heart in January. Well, in November when they finally the election. It's not a political thing because I would vote for Trump today, tomorrow, every day if he were running for different offices. Why are we fighting the shots? It's like we don't want to stay healthy. Baby shots.
Why are we fighting the shots? Is that a real question?
Well, why are we fighting getting the shots? Because we don't fight getting our children baby shots.
Sir, we've got a guest in line, but here's one thing I would ask you to do is to do some homework and then call back to the show and let's have this conversation. Check out the myocarditis that's happening in young men right now. Due to the shots, go to the VAERS and look at the the number of deaths that have taken place due to this shot. If you go back and look at, we had SARS-CoV-1, when that first came out, there was a very minimal amount of people that ended up dying from any sort of vaccine shot. Boom, they shut that thing down. I mean, they shut it down. This one, we've had 10 over, I'm going to be nicer so I don't misrepresent the information. We've had well over 10,000 deaths that have been attributed, again, with or because of COVID. I don't know the distinction, but at least attributed to the shot. When you start losing that many people due to putting something into your body that has not been fully vetted, is still under emergency authorization, and you want to ask why, I mean, 10,000 people is a lot of people. So just do some homework on that. You're welcome to call back in the show. We can have that conversation. All right, let's get to our guest that I was mentioning here a moment ago. Incredible story. We're going to hopefully be able to keep him through the break. But Hal Sherliff is now going to have a hearing in front of the Supreme Court tomorrow morning, oral argument, because, in fact, you know, I'm going to let him tell the story, but I really wanted to have him here so that we can be praying for him, number one. And, of course, the fact that we're on AM 1100 The Flag, Flag Family Media, it's the perfect story for us. So, Hal, welcome to What's on Your Mind radio show. I wasn't aware of the story until you and I had a chance to visit. So can you share with our audience what happened and what you're going to be arguing tomorrow in front of the Supreme Court?
Okay, well, I'm the director of Camp Constitution. We are a New Hampshire-based charitable trust. And in July of 17, I applied for a permit to fly the Christian flag on Boston, to the city of Boston, Massachusetts. The City Hall Plaza has what I call a public access flagpole, where they allow private groups to have ceremonies and raise the flag. And we wanted to have it around Constitution Day, September 17th. And as well as we were going to have speakers talk about Boston's rich Christian history, from Governor John Winthrop on the Arbella, city set on a hill, to Pope John Paul II's visit. We were going to have Reverend Stevie Kraft, who is our camp chaplain, speak about the need for racial harmony. And Pastor William Levy, who's from the South Sudan, who now is a proud U.S. citizen, he was going to talk about the blessings of liberty. And then we would raise the Christian flag. So the permit was denied, and they said it was separation of church and state, the First Amendment, which, of course, those of us, who I'm sure most of your listeners know, that's not in there. And shortly thereafter, I sent out a news release to local media, and nobody picked up on it, but a friend said, why don't you get a hold of Liberty Counsel, which is a legal organization based in Florida, a Christian-based legal team. And they took the case within 24 hours. They sent a demand letter to the city saying that if you don't let them to fly the flag within the next 30 days, we're going to sue you. They filed a suit in the following year in July. We lost at the lower level, and we filed in the federal court, First District Court. And last June, we filed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and on September 1st, they agreed to take the case. What makes it more remarkable is that the U.S. Supreme Court, they only took about 1% of the cases that are appealed to them, and that's why we believe, without any question, that God's hand is in this. And then tomorrow, they will be hearing the case. Now, we have about 19 amicus briefs on our behalf, including some of the Christian groups over that would have spot, you know, you would expect, but two very unexpected groups. One of them is the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, and I think the president of the ACLU just wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post yesterday, saying, you know, how they have they're against prayer, they're against chaplains and the middle, and he said, but they should win their case. They have a right to do this. And also, the United States Justice Department has filed an amicus brief on our behalf, which is really very unusual.
That was stunning. Hal, here's my thing, because I know that you put this up in the district court, and you told me yesterday that it got shot down 3-0, and the premise from Boston, we're going to go to a break, Hal, so can you stay with us over the break?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So just to give some context here for our audience, we're going to talk about this when we come back. So you just heard Hal mention that Boston was suggesting, hey, we're not going to fly this because of separation of church and state. That is not, again, that is not in our U.S. Constitution. And yet, he put in front of a district appellate court, in front of three judges that you think would be pretty well versed in the Constitution, and yet they also shot it down 3-0.
That's correct.
Not one judge went, well, let me read this thing, this document that I've been studying now for decades. And they still, I don't know how, agreed with the city of Boston in regards to separation of church and state when this is a public flagpole that, and this is what we're going to tell when we come back, Cal, but the fact you've had other nations' flags fly there, you've had the LGBT flag fly there, and who knows what else. But yet, again, we talk about discrimination on MLK Day. Are Christians being discriminated against today? That and more when we come back.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 9 o'clock, asking you, hey, we've been told now for years and years and years, do not discriminate, do not segregate. But today, are there new ways of discrimination and segregation happening right now in the United States of America? And we just wrapped up this conversation, which I didn't think was going to go there. But I do want to ask Hal. Hal, thanks for sticking around with us. And you think about the fact that Boston, I would say, discriminated against you and the Christian flag. Is that an area in America today, Hal, that you see discrimination much more prominent than maybe it has been in the past? And if you're just joining us, Hal Shurtleff, he's going to be actually the plaintiff in a case tomorrow, oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court, because Boston would not allow him to fly the Christian flag. To me, that's the definition of discrimination. Hal, what say you?
It's definitely discrimination. And after they said it was the violation of the First Amendment, which of course is nonsense, they said that it's not approved government speech. In a flag flying on a flagpole somehow denotes approved government speech. Well, that same flagpole, as you mentioned earlier, flies a whole lot of flags, including the flag of Communist China and Communist Cuba.
No.
Oh, yes. And what makes it worse, this is Boston now. We're not in the Bible Belt of the Midwest. What makes it worse is that the city officials often participate in that ceremony, and it's promoting or commemorating the Communist Revolution of China that led to billions and billions of deaths, and we're still suffering under that horrible regime to this day.
Wait. I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but I didn't have this context until just now. So what you're telling me is that they said no to the Christian flag, but yes to the Chinese flag, and they actually had a ceremony around the celebration of raising the Chinese flag and the beginning of the CCP, or what am I missing?
Yes. Well, the beginning of the communist the successful revolution of 1948 of Communist China. In fact, one of the members of the so-called squad, Ayanna Pressley, she cut her teeth politically as a city councilor in Boston. And I remember being there with some anti-communist Chinese and others demonstrating against the flag raising. And there she is giving a speech commemorating his wonderful event in their eyes anyway. It was really hard to believe that what's going on in Boston. And it's, you know, I recently moved out of Boston. It's a beautiful city, has a lot to offer, but you got some people who are running it aren't so cool, not so good.
No, that's, I think, putting it kindly. So, again, if you're just joining us, Hal Shurtleff is with us. He's the director and co-founder of what's called Camp Constitution out of New Hampshire. He is bringing a case in front of the Supreme Court tomorrow in regards to religious freedom, freedom of speech, very, very important case. I know there's another one that I just saw Supreme Court take on where, remember the coach that was fired because he prayed on the field, so the Supreme Court decided to hear that in the future as well. So I guess, Hal, the question for you is, anything else you want to add in regards to the case tomorrow, and what can we be doing as a community to help you for tomorrow with these oral arguments?
Well, we're supposed to have a prayer vigil tonight, weather permitting, and we're heading down with a group of us from the camp, and we hope to get there in time. But there'll be a prayer rally tomorrow at 9, or a rally tomorrow at 9. So we just ask for prayer. If you want to learn more about the case, you can just put in Shurtleff v. Boston, and you'll get all the briefs and all the information. And visit our website, campconstitution.net. We have a lot of great resources. We run an annual family camp and ladies retreats and family weekend retreats. And we like to get some camp started out there. So if there's anyone interested in, hey, let me get a hold of this guy, Hal, and maybe we could do something out there. Because it's needed around the whole country, not just in New England.
I don't know if you've seen the latest polling, but 53% of young people believe that socialism is better at solving problems than capitalism. So real quickly, because we've got a couple minutes here, do you mind sharing with us, like, what does Camp Constitution look like? What is it? How can people support you?
Well, you can visit our website. Our motto, I guess our agenda is in our motto, honoring the past, teaching the present, preparing the future. So our goal is not to just get people informed about our great history, our Christian heritage, and the U.S. Constitution and the problems that we face, but to be leaders in the freedom movement. And that's our goal. And that could be being a CEO of a corporation, being a talk show host, being a politician. And we're nonpartisan as a nonprofit. We cannot, or a charitable trust, we can't endorse anybody. But also, I think the two most important jobs in the country are good parents, good moms and dads. And that's what this country needs. And we have a great, we have a lot of great resources on our website. We have a YouTube channel. You go to our website, campconstitution.net, and all those are linked there. We have all of our classes that we teach at camp are, most of them are up there over the years. So there's some great instruction. And we feel very blessed. We think that we're going to win this case. In fact, even people on the left, there's one left-wing professor, Stanford Levinson out of Harvard, and he said that we should win this, and it may be 9-0 in our favor.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, but I guess walk us through. Let's say you win tomorrow. What is that? What's the precedent now set for America?
Yeah, the decision
America?
Won't stay. We won't know the decision in probably till June.
Right, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Frankly, the city has already suspended its flag raising, and if we win the case, they will permanently have no flag raising. But the precedent will be set around the country, and it won't just be about flags, it will be about other activities on public venues. I know around the country, people, you get street preachers that are being harassed, you've got Christian groups, schools that are having difficulties. So this case, I think, will set a big precedent.
Right. House Ridley, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll be praying for you tomorrow. The oral arguments begin at 9 a.m. our
Action
time.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.